Mike Lake and Kate Crowley spent 145 days walking 1,555 miles. That's like taking a walk from Duluth to Florida for 4.5 months. One other stat, they're both in their 60s. On Saturday, they ended their journey along the sandy, steep, swampy, windy, calm, warm, and chilly shores of Lake Superior.
I mean, this has really been a shared experience, and we've gained hundreds of friends around the lake, people we've met all the way. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't come up with disappointments because there's just so many good things.
They left April 29th, and by the halfway point at Sault Ste. Marie, Mike Link's knee was swollen and rebelling.
And I was just feeling sore and pretty miserable. And I told Kate, I don't know, I may have only a 30% chance of making it. And she said, don't tell me that. So that was the end of that conversation. So we
Kate Crowley and Mike Link retired last year from careers as educators, but leaving the workforce wasn't the end of teaching for them. The couple documented plant, bird, and animal life along the shores of three states and one Canadian province.
We've been able to over and over share this story. And our story is a frame that goes around caring about the Great Lakes and fresh water. So I feel good about that. And education, of course, has been my career and my life.
And now they say their job is to teach people about threats and changes to the Great Lakes. That legacy is for their four grandchildren as well. 7-year-old Matthew walked the last mile with them to Duluth's Canal Park.
And so,
sure you can. You got to hurry.
From beginning.
Whoa, that's a little a little steep. You may want to go later, buddy.
Can so, I go down there? Can I go down to where?
I think over on the other side, buddy.
Okay.
Now three universities are interested in their findings. They'll also write a book in the next year. Link hopes this information will help meet the challenges facing the Great Lakes before the need for fresh water becomes critical around this nation and around the world.
The Southwest, how do they feel? How do they express fresh water? Do they want our lake? They can't have it, but do they want it?
Great. Well, thanks, Will. Hey, you provide.
On Saturday, 75 people welcomed Link and Crowley as they completed what they're calling their full circle tour.
You guys are part of our story. This is about the lake, and the lake is also the people that love it and care for it and live on it. With the wind and the waves, and it's been so great. We have gone through a lot of variety. This lake has taught us many things. The first lesson is that it's in charge. We walked, it made decisions for us.
For almost 1,600 miles, Kate Crowley carried a rock in her pack. And now the rock is part of her last act of this sojourn.
I have a rock here that I have to throw in the lake.
A year ago, Crowley wrote full words on this palm-sized rock, walk around Lake Superior.
It was an exercise in your dreams, realizing your dreams. And then you were supposed to take your rock and throw it into the lake and send out that energy and to the universe for your dreams to come true.
Next year, Crowley plans to have a new rock with a new inscription, walk around New Zealand's South Island. No kidding. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Duluth.